Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It is a benefit to rejoice in the Lord. And if your soul, if your spirit, and if your whole body is seated and rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will rejoice with us. Brother Harold and I are in studio today just giving thanks and just full of laughter and joy about what Jesus Christ has done for us. And I pray that he has done something for you. As you reflect back or look over your life today, what has happened, I hope that the Lord has just so given you a joy to rejoice and lift up hands today in spite of what may be going on around us. Just lift up your hands and give him a hallelujah praise. Clap your hands. Do a little dance. Something that would just give glory to God. So thank you for being with us again in studio with us on this broadcast, Mission from the Heart Radio. And we are back in studio with Brother Harold, Minister Copeland, to continue our way on just persevering through Scripture concerning the benefits of being in Christ. And that just deserves an amen. Correct, Brother Harold? Can we get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. We are so joyful to be together again, and we're ready to hear and continue to move forward with this wonderful teaching series, The Benefits of Being in Christ. And where we left off on last week, we're just ready to rock and roll, if you will, to move forward in this wonderful, wonderful series. So, Brother Harold, if you could just take us there, then we will ride with you.
Hello, everyone. You know, with the introduction like that, I need to take 5 seconds just to give God praise. God, I give you praise. Hallelujah. God, I magnify you. Hallelujah. God, you are worthy, you are awesome, you are mighty. There is no one like you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Oh, I'm Brother Harold Copeland, and along with my dear sister in the Lord, Sister Kanita Smith, we will be your teachers in the studio. And again, I'd like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio broadcast. Always letting you know that it is an honor to fellowship with you concerning the things of our Lord and our God. As was said, we will be continuing the series on the benefits of being in Christ. I tell you what, we're just going to dive right on into the teaching, and we will start out by reading our launchpad scripture, Psalms chapter number 103, verses 1 and 2.
Psalms 103, verses 1 and 2, read this way. And this is a powerful verse. In the Psalms, and I thank God for his word. And it reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits."
Amen. And that's why we are here tonight, to forget not all of his benefits. And we are going to read Romans chapter number 5, verses 12 to 21, to set the stage to where we need to go.
Romans 5. We're going to start at verse 12, and it reads this way. I had it. Romans 5, verse 12. And this is the New King James translation. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spared to all men, because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned, according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him, capital H, I am, who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment, one offense, resulted in condemnation. But the free gift, which came from many offenses, resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Verse 18, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made sinners. Righteous. Verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Now, we are going to use this to make a foundation so that we can open up a door. We need to open up a door and walk into that door. So, bear with me. Verse 12. Therefore, just as sin, missing the mark, falling short of God, came into the world kingdom, not the kingdom of God, through one man, and that one man is the first Adam, we will identify him, and death, now death is spiritual, it's not a physical death, spiritual death, through sin missing the mark. And so death, spiritual death, spread it to all. Two word, all, leaves nobody out, leaves nobody out. All men, and we're talking about mankind, so that includes woman, boy, girl, because all have sinned because of that one man. I need to go to Genesis chapter number 3, verse 6.
Genesis 3, and that's going to be chapter 3, verse 6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, so gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
Amen. Now that's when all, leave nobody out, men, not just men, gender, mankind, include woman, boy and girl, became sinners. And we did not become sinners when we committed our first sin. We became sinners in Genesis chapter number 3, verse 6. Let's just make note of that. 13, for sin, missing the mark, indeed, no doubt, was in the world kingdom before the law. Well, the law, Moses brought the law, so and Adam brought sin. So Adam sinned before Moses brought the law, was given. But sin is not counted when there is no law. Verse 13, we need to match that up with Romans chapter number 4, verse 15.
Romans 4, 15. Because the law brings about wrath, for where there is no law, there is no transgression.
Amen. That's so true. I don't know how many people been to Europe. I was in Europe in my military days, and on the highway in Europe, there's no law. You can go 200 miles an hour, and you won't be arrested. Why? Because there's no law. Where there is no law, there is no sin. 14. Yet death, spiritual death, reigned, that's rule from the sin man, Adam 1, to Moses who brought the law, even over those whose sin was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. So, as I stated before, we became sinners in Genesis chapter number 3, verse 6. Now, this is very hypothetical, but if any one of us would have came out of mama's womb and not committed one sin, but lived a so-called righteous life, but never accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, we would have been the best sinner going to hell. Because we didn't become a sinner when we committed our first sin. We became a sinner in Genesis chapter number 3, verse 6. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verses 21 and 22.
1 Corinthians 15, verse 21. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
a man, as in Adam, all die, even so in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Verse 50. But the free gift that was in the hands of Jesus, the second Adam, is not like the transgression, the sin that the first Adam was carrying. For if many, all of us died in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, through one man, Adam, trespass, sin, there's always something great on the other side. Much more, somebody say much more, have the grace, unmerited favor of God and the free gift, somebody say free gift, by the grace, unmerited favor of that one man, and they give us his name, Jesus Christ, abound for many. Isaiah chapter number 53, verse 11.
Isaiah 53, 11. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied, but his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity.
And he had, and Jesus has already done that. Bear, took upon himself our iniquities, all of our sins, and he has made us righteousness. I have to say hallelujah. And see this, that we're not righteous because of our right deeds. We didn't earn our righteousness. Our righteousness was freely, somebody say freely, it was freely given to us by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 60. And the free gift, Jesus carrying a gift, is free too. It's not like the insult of that one man's sin. He insulted us all because he made all us sinners and we weren't even born. Through one man's trouble, much more, there we go again, much more. Have the grace, a merited favor of God the Father, and the free gift by the grace, a merited favor of that one man, Jesus Christ, abound for many. And the free gift is not like the result of the one man's sin, for the judgment, Adam, following one trespass, brought condemnation. He condemned us, and condemnation is of the devil. And because of Christ, Romans chapter 8, verse 1 tells us, therefore now there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But the free gift, following many trespasses, brought justification. And you know I like that word, justification. And justification means we stand in the presence of God just as if we have not committed one sin. You know that's a miracle. I raise my hand. Well, that's a miracle, but I receive it. Amen. I'm justified in the sight of God. I stand every time I come in God's presence because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I come into his presence just as if I have never committed a sin. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, if you can't do that, you don't have a revelation of the love of God. But you're in the right place. We're going to get there. Glory to God. 17. For if, because of one man's trespass, that sin, death, spiritual death, reigned rule through that one man, here we go again, much more with those who receive the abundance of grace. Look at that, abundance. That's more than enough. That's an overflow. Abundance of unmerited favors. That's what God is releasing in the studio. Glory to God. Abundance of unmerited favor. Glory to God. Somebody just reach up and grab hold of the abundance of the unmerited favor. Unmerited means we didn't earn it. But there's an abundance of it. There's an overflow. Glory to God. There's enough for you and your friend and your family and your mother and your husband and your wife. It's an abundance. Even for the unsaved, we can get them saved because of the abundance of the unmerited favor. And the free gift of righteousness. Release a free gift of righteousness in the studio. Free gift of righteousness. Just in case anybody thought they was unrighteous. Just in case there's somebody saved and they think they're unrighteous because they weren't earning it. And we're here to tell you, you don't have to earn it. It's free. We release the free gift of righteousness in the studio. And it reigns, it rules in our lives. Free gift of righteousness rules in our lives through the one man. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ. 18. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation, condemning, that's the first Adam, fall for all men, that's all mankind, include women, boy and girl. So one act of righteousness, led to justification, just as if I stand in the presence of God, as if I never committed one sin for life. That's all mankind. Release justification in the studio to all mankind. Justification. And brothers and sisters, you can say tonight, I stand in the presence of God just as if I haven't committed one sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's beautiful. John chapter number 12. Verse 32.
And if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself.
Amen. And that's where justification comes in. When we draw near to Jesus. I remember that old song. I don't think I know all the words to it. But it said, draw me nearer. Nearer, precious Lord, to the cross where thou have died. Draw me nearer, nearer, precious Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. That's where we find that forgive for justification, to the precious bleeding side of our Lord and our Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 19, for by the one man, disobedience, the many were made sinners. So by the one man, obedience, the many were made righteous. Glory to God. And if you can see, the one man did bad, but then much more. And it's sin abound, but grace much more. When we look at people and they get on our left nerve, maybe our boss, I would hate to say it, but maybe our spouse, I would hate to say it, but maybe our children. Remember, there's always a much more. Don't look at the condemning act. Look through the eyes of God and look at the much more. There's a much more in there. Glory to God. There's a much more. because grace come upon all mankind. God say, I rain my just upon the just and the unjust. Amen. So even the sinners and the unsaved are under grace. They got much more. So don't look at the condemning. Always look at the much more. And when we find ourselves looking at the much more, we beginning to look like our God. Glory to God. We beginning to act like our God. Hallelujah. Because looking at that much more can draw them nearer to the bleeding side of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they too can come to the foot of the cross and be saved. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I like that. Draw me nearer. Glory to God. Nearer, precious Lord. Glory to God. To the cross where thou have died. Draw me nearer. Nearer, precious Lord. Through the precious bleeding side in the studio. I want to call. Let's go to the bleeding side. Let's go to the bleeding side of Jesus. Yes, yes. He want us there. Glory to God. He want to blood wash us. Hallelujah. Even we that are saved need to be blood washed. Glory to God. We that are saved need to be blood washed in our hearts and blood washed in our minds. Because we live in an unsaved world. We need to be cleansed. And the only way we can be cleansed is to come to the foot of the cross, nearer to Jesus, nearer to his precious side. And those, glory to God, that have never been there before, just grab a hand of someone that never been to the precious bleeding side of Jesus, because this is their day and this is their hour and this is their moment. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus is waiting for them, glory, and his blood is flowing. Glory to God. It don't matter how sinful they are, because there's a much more. There's a much more in the precious side of Jesus Christ, and he wants them to not condemn themselves and not look how bad they are, but he wants them to see the much more. And it's time for someone to come by the Spirit of God to the cross and get their much more. Oh, I know you did it. I did it too. I know you said it. I said it too. I know you didn't do right. I didn't do right either, but I was taken to the much more, and the much more took condemnation away from me and cleansed me and brought me into the kingdom of God. And this is the hour for many. This is the hour for many to come to the cross, to come to the precious bleeding side of our Lord and our Savior. And this is the hour to for someone to receive Jesus in their heart, because he is knocking on the door of the heart. And he say, any man who hear my voice, open the door. I will come sup with them, and he will allow them to sup with them. Sister Carnita, I'm going to give it over to you and let you lead them to the foot of the cross. Stop, drop, and pray.
Amen. So as Minister Harold has said, we will stop right now, drop our heads or fall on your knees or whatever position you need to be in order to humble yourself before the Lord as you give him your heart in prayer. So we're going to pray, prayer of salvation, nothing fancy, but it's your heart, your willingness to let go and to receive what you know you need. And that is the salvation of Jesus Christ. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. And my brothers and sisters in Christ, if you can touch and agree with us as we lift up that wayward child, that spouse that may not know him in the pardoning of their sin, or even that person that the Lord has placed on your heart to intercede for, lift them up and call them by name. But you who may be on your knees right now needing a Savior, you are the one that the Lord wants to see and hear as you surrender it all to Him. So let's pray. Father God, I need you. I need a Savior. Here I am, Lord, as I come, as humbly as I know how. Here I am, Lord, as I cry out to you to please, please, Lord, come and sit on the throne seat of my heart. I've been so wrong in so many ways, Lord. I don't have to tell you because you know better than I do. But, Lord, here I am. Turn to the left and I've turned to the right. Lord, I couldn't find you. But I was led to look up, and there you sit, high on the throne. Lord, I'm a sinner, and I've said some things, I thought some things, and I know I've acted out. Those were ways that did not please you. So I come to you now, Lord, knowing I'm a sinner and knowing you're my Savior. I believe by faith that you are mine. I know based on what I've heard and how you've prompted me, Lord, to know that you died on that cross for me. How the blood ran down your body for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Here I am. I love you. I need you. And I surrender to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I pray and hope that you have just totally surrendered yourself to the Lord and you watch Him move and clean you up from the inside out, that He will be the Lord of your life, and you will be a changed man or a changed woman. And we pray that you would seek a Bible teaching church somewhere in your community. Let the Lord lead you, and you have an ear to listen to Him, and lead you to that Bible teaching church so that you would be baptized by submersion. And when you get up, I tell you, you will be a new creature. And seek out a small group or a Bible study or a Sunday school class that you can get in so that you can grow and go. And that you would go in grace and tell somebody about the new born again person that you are. And we pray this, and we believe by faith that God is doing supernatural things in your life, that you would tell somebody of the goodness of Jesus Christ. So amen and hallelujah, and thank you for accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just as myself and Brother Harold have done some time back. But this is the day that the Lord has made for you to receive and accept and believe that He is the way, the truth, and the life. So amen and hallelujah and welcome to the family or the body of Christ. Brother Harold, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Sister Kanita. And my brothers and sisters, welcome to the much more. Welcome on the other side. Welcome into the higher realm. Welcome into the realm of God. And I'm here to tell you, this just the beginning, because much more is coming in your life. Congratulations. Thank you, Jesus. And we're on verse 29. We're going to get this door open. We're going to get it open. Verse 20. Now the law, that's Moses carrying the law, that's Moses, came, Moses brought it in to increase the trespasses. The law wasn't made to stop sinning. The Bible says that the law was brought forth as a schoolmaster to make sin ever so sinful. There was no power in the law. Amen. The Bible even says the law killeth, but it's the spirit that giveth life. Glory to God. And the much more is on the spiritual side of the horse. Hallelujah. And you have come into the spiritual side of the horse. Glory to God. He said, now the law came in to increase the trespasses. I mean, Paul said, I didn't even know I was covenant until the law came and showed me what covenant was. And then I saw a whole bunch of covenant ways on the inside of me. There were but. That's that much more. That but is that much more. But where sin increased, grace abound all the more. Somebody say much more. Let's go to John 15 and 22. John 15, 22.
Verse 22. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin.
You know, that's just truly awesome. And what Jesus is saying, I took them much more. I presented them much more. I showed them it was more than what they was doing. But they rejected it, and they wanted to stay in their own way. When we receive Christ, we enter into much more. So what they did, they rejected Christ, and they stayed in the low place. You know, somebody likened it unto much more. We chickens, okay, that's hypothetical. And we're in the chicken yard, and somebody have to bring corn and throw it on the ground, and we walk around and pluck the corn off the ground. But when much more comes, we mount up with eagle wings and we begin to soar. Amen. And we don't have to pluck nothing off the ground. We soar above our prey. And whatever our prey is, we just soar down and go get it and choose it. Somebody say, I'm no longer a chicken. Somebody say, I'm an eagle. Somebody say, I don't pluck. Say, I saw on eagle's wing. Glory to God. So that, as verse 21, so that as sin, missing the mark, reign, rule in death, spiritual death, grace, God, unmerited favor, meaning unearned, also might reign, rule, that's much more. We went from sin ruling to grace ruling. That's much more. Through righteousness leading, the door standing open to eternal life. That's the door we want to open. And look at it go through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the door we want to open is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. That sounds so beautiful. Eternal life through Jesus Christ. That's much more. You said, what's much more? Brother Harold, eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's a door that opens and takes us into much more. Eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Somebody exploded. Thank you, Jesus, our Lord. Let's go into that door. John chapter 3, verse 16.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Thank you. Now you got to bear with me. You got to bear with me. Through the word, as we go through this door, we are looking for eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is not hiding it from us. It is revealed through the word of God, by the Spirit of the living God. As Holy Spirit leads me and guide me, we're going to walk around in the room, and we're going to have to kill some religious cows, because there's some religious teaching about this eternal life that robs us of it. Let's go in there. As was read, John chapter 3, verse 16, one of the most familiar passages of Scripture in the Bible. Everybody know this passage. The young and the old, even the unsaved people know this passage. It's proven, you know, through football games. They have it on the shirt, they have it on the hat, they have it on the shirt, and then they have 7 or 8, 9, 10, you know, beers that they don't drink. You know, we don't want to go there. But they know this passage. Since it's so familiar, I believe that it is saying much more than what we are releasing from it. I believe through scripture, that it's so familiar that it's misunderstood. It's so familiar that it's misapplied. We got to read it again, Minister Cuddy. John 3:16.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Okay, let's get this down. Everlasting life, eternal life, life everlasting, they're all the same thing. All the same thing. And sometimes the Bible say eternal life, sometimes say everlasting life, or life everlasting, but the same thing. But we want to know what they mean by scripture. Somebody say by scripture. Okay, this scripture regularly taught, and I received it too, that Jesus came and died for our sins so that we would not miss heaven. Okay. Jesus came and died for our sin so that we will not miss heaven. That is good. And that is true. That is true. And that's a wonderful benefit. You know, glory to God. Man, going to heaven. Not miss heaven. Take away the sin. But if we read it correctly, the scripture is saying that the real benefit, somebody say benefit, the real benefit, Jesus came is to give us eternal life. Eternal life. Life eternal, the same. Life everlasting. So they may have, when it says have, that means he's given us something. So they may have what? Eternal life. So they may have, I want them to have eternal life. Not perishing is a byproduct of having eternal life. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We are not going to perish because we have eternal life. Amen. But if we don't have eternal life, we're going to perish. Mm-hmm. So that means we got to get eternal life first. Glory to God. Amen. We got to get eternal life first, then we won't perish. Glory to God. But if we wait for eternal life to happen somewhere down the road, we may perish. We may perish. Eternal life. I don't want to get ahead of myself, because most Christians think, I'm just going to say this, eternal life is a place. I'm going to show you it's not a place. Amen. Because we need to have it to get to the place. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If we don't have eternal life, we ain't going to that place forever. Amen. We got to have eternal life to get to the place. All right, let's go. Not perishing. It's just so our sins was the obstacle between us and receiving eternal life. Okay, Jesus wants us to have eternal life. That's what he said. I need you to have eternal life so you can get to the place, so you won't perish. You won't go to the wrong place. You'll go to the right place. But the only way you can go to the right place, you got to have eternal life to get there. Amen. Between us. But our sin was in the way, because we can't get eternal life if we don't give him our sins. Amen. Once we give him, he wants us to have eternal life. So he'll make a change. I take your sins, you take eternal life. Now you can go to the place when it's time for you to go to the place. And you know what? While I was putting this together, I called three seasoned Christians, and I asked them, what is eternal life? And they all said, living in heaven with Jesus forever. That's a place. All of them said it. Living in heaven with Jesus forever. Well, it's you got to have eternal life to get to heaven.
Glory to God. Go on. We're going to show you the scripture. Glory to God. Amen.
It is true that Jesus did die for our sins. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And it is true that if we believe and receive, somebody say believe and receive, and some people did it tonight, him in our hearts, we will go to heaven. Yes, yes, that's true. And we will not perish. You know, there's only two eternal destinies, heaven or perish. You know, glory to God. Amen. But what decides whether you go to heaven or perish, you got to have eternal life. Amen. So eternal life can't be living in heaven forever, because eternal life is the key to get us to heaven. So eternal life is not a place. Living in a place with Jesus forever. That's what the three seasoned Christians told me. Living in a place forever. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. But this passage of scripture is speaking more than that. Okay. The real message this scripture is sending is God wants to give us eternal life. Yes, he do. Why? So we can go to heaven and be with him forever. Glory to God. Amen. Because without eternal life, we're going to the other place. We're going to perish. So we got to have eternal life before we get to the place. Come on, we're going to get there. Now, look at the scripture as though you are looking at it for the first time. We got to read it again, Sister Cornelia. We got to read it again.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen. Everlasting life, eternal life, life everlasting. Now, this next scripture we're going to read, if you look at it, it will tell you what eternal life is. This next scripture is the definition. Somebody say definition. It's the definition of eternal life. John chapter number 17, verse 3.
John 17, verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
My brothers and sisters, I hope you can see that. Eternal life is not a place. It's a knowing. Somebody say knowing. It's a knowing. Thank you, and not just knowing anything, anyone, but he said that they made you the only true God. Yes, yes, that's eternal life. The only true God, and knowing Jesus Christ, whom he sent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that I know you. Thank you that I know you, Jesus. Glory to God. And since I know you, Jesus, he's my Jesus too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, somebody may not got it yet, so we got to keep going. That is what eternal life is clearly, somebody say clearly, revealed in Scripture. Now, eternal life is not a place. It's a knowing. Glory to God, that's good. All right. Some think, because it has been taught that way, that eternal life is living forever. Let's talk about living forever. Glory to God. Everybody going to live forever. Amen. Whether we're saved or, whether we're unsaved, if we're saved, we're going to live forever in heaven, amen. And if we're unsaved, we're going to live forever in the perishing place. We are all going to live forever, even in heaven or hell. So it's incorrect to even think when a person dies, they just cease to exist. No. Our spirits and our souls go to the presence of God. One at the judgment seat of Christ for the saved, and one at the white throne judgment of God. Amen. And we know our bodies go back to the dust. The truth is every person who ever lived on the face of the earth will continue to live in spirit form somewhere. All right. So to say everlasting life is living forever in a place, that's not a whole truth. Everybody lives forever. And this verse goes on to say that one must believe. There's a requirement to get into that place of heaven. Amen. And you got to believe. Amen. So eternal life is a knowing, but it's also a believing. That's eternal life. Once you know that 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 you know, you get eternal life. Amen. And once you believe, once you believe, you got eternal life. Now you got the key.
to go to the place. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay, this eternal life, it's not automatically given to everybody. There's a requirement. We got to believe. And then we have some that say eternal life is living forever in heaven. Amen. You're not going to get into heaven without the key of eternal life. Amen. Glory to God. Verse, living forever in hell. Okay, eternal life is living forever in heaven versus living forever in hell. We'll just wash them out. We don't know what they're doing. They're living. They're living a life, a perished life. Why? Because they didn't receive eternal life, glory to God, to get into the other place. Glory to God. Amen. But eternal life is just what Jesus said, John chapter 3. To know, it's a knowing. Somebody say no. And you got to know a specific, know God and Jesus Christ. Now, this is the most important part. And I always say this in my teachings. It's not a intellectual knowing. And you know what? It takes some Christian 20, 25 years to find out that the gospel is not an intellectual gospel. Amen. It's a heart. Somebody say heart. Amen. It's a heart gospel. So this knowing, believing is a knowing in the heart. I had a preacher that used to say, in your knower, that would be called the heart, the knower. He said, in your knower, that you know in your knower, that you believe in your knower. Amen. This goes past the intellect. Glory to God. Amen. Why? Because it's much more. Glory to God. Much more is past the intellect. Amen. And when Jesus was talking to those Pharisees and Sadducees, they were intellectual. Glory to God. And he tried to take them past the intellect into much more, into knowing. Glory to God. Into knowing and believing. Glory to God. This is not an intellectual knowledge. It's not. Brother Coppola is not operating in intellect. Sister Carnita is not operating out her intellect. We're in the spirit. Glory to God. We're operating out of our knower. Out of what we believe. Glory to God. And the Spirit of God is moving through us. Glory to God. Amen. This word know is used throughout Scripture. Oh, now listen, they finna define know. It's so beautiful. You got to receive it. This word know is used throughout Scripture to describe. Watch it. Know means the most intimate, personal relationship that we can ever have. I got to say that again. The most intimate go right to the heart, personal relationship that we can have. The real purpose of eternal lives is not living for heaven, forever in heaven, which is great, which is outstanding, which is wonderful. But the real purpose is to receive eternal life. To have intimacy. Somebody say intimacy. Amen. This gospel don't come alive until there's an intimacy. Amen. It doesn't come alive until God get the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Until God get the knower. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Eternal life, not living forever in heaven. Yeah, that's great. But it's an intimacy, a personal relationship. Amen. And we only get that by hanging around the Word of God. Glory to God. Amen. And being taught by the Spirit of the living God. That's why Sister Carlita tell you to get on a Bible study, find a small group, get a Bible-believing church. Why? Because they're going to grow you up. They're going to show you much more. Somebody say much more. They're going to show you much more. Amen. And it's an intimacy. Say intimacy. A personal relationship. Say relationship with the Lord God Almighty. I got to pull on that because it put joy in my heart. Intimacy. A personal relationship with the Lord God Almighty. There are many people that have called on God, but don't have an intimacy with Him. They don't have a personal relationship with Him. And that's the joy. The intimacy is the joy. He said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Why? Because I have an intimate relationship. And I know that I know that I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I know that I know, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my strong tower. In Him I trust. Intimate personal relationship with Him. And see, if by not explaining this, we do the gospel of disjustice. Somebody say disjustice. Amen. We present a salvation as something eternal life that deals with us getting in a place. And you know that song, when we all get to heaven, what a wonderful time it would be. We need to take that out of the church, amen, because God wants us to have that wonderful time right now. Somebody just say right now, glory to God, on earth. And when we tell people that, oh, you just hold on, because when you get to that place called eternal life, everything's gonna be better. You know, glory to God. But people are living in such a little hell right now. Amen. They need some hope right now. Amen. Many are depressed. Many are living in poverty. Many are dealing with strife, rejection, hurts, and failed marriages. And people are trying to survive day to day. And we said, when we get over yonder. It's going to be better. And they're just trying to keep their heads up high. Amen. Amen. If we just make eternal life something that deals with, you know, yeah, when you die, you're going to get eternal life and you'll be with Jesus forever. Glory to God. So people put it off. I need help now. Glory to God. Because they are too busy trying to survive today. An intimate, personal relationship with Jesus Christ, knowing God and the one who He sent. He said, let me give it. He said, knowing you, the true God, and the one you sent, Jesus Christ, that's eternal life, an intimate, personal relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's the key to get you over yonder in the sweet by and by forever. I'm going to turn it over to you, Sister Connie.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, this has been a joy just to hear the joy that grew your soul for expressing to us how a need it is to know Him with intimacy, with personal relationship. This is the love of God to come to know Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. And I just implore you, brothers and sisters, and those who are listening to the broadcast, we implore you to get to know Him, get to know him with intimacy through the Word of God, through the listening of Mission from the Heart Radio. And I tell you, if you had not felt him today, then yes, getting back on the knees and asking the Lord for intimacy with him, it is a plus. It is necessary. But this not only, it doesn't bring us to the end of this teaching series, but it just brings us to the end of this particular broadcast. But I express to you to be with us again on next week so that you can continue to grow and go in grace and understanding the benefits of being in Christ. So as we bring this particular broadcast to an end, the series will continue as we look at the benefits of having now, right now, eternal life. So always remember, my brother, always remember, my sister, that the grass withers, flowers fade, every season by season, but the Word of God remains forever and ever. Never forget that, and always have a blessed rest of the week. Amen. Amen. And God bless.